Page 49, Career Connection by Dr. Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker. As individuals who are low vision and blind, we often develop strategies and utilize assistive technology that enables us to accomplish our professional and personal goals. In this segment, I will share the techniques and tools I use in the work setting. As a director of a disability services office at a public university, I have a variety of responsibilities that range from leading a department of full and part-time staff, managing budgets, resolving issues, facilitating policies and procedures, serving on committees and task forces, conducting presentations, writing reports, and reviewing construction schematic designs. These responsibilities involve interacting with a spectrum of students, parents, faculty, staff, and administrators. The computer is a key workplace tool. I use the computer to write documents, read and send email, follow my calendar, and more. I prefer a black background with white, yellow, or green text, so I use the accessibility preferences available on the PC. Additionally, I use a magnification program with a screen reader as part of the application. The ability to enlarge and change the color of the mouse is a real useful aspect of the program. Page 50. As I am low vision, what I plan to read determines the use of magnification, magnification with speech or speech alone. I also use a video magnifier, formerly known as a CCTV, to read hard copy documents that are a couple of pages or less. The device also enables me to review and sign approximately 30 documents per month. Presentations are created in PowerPoint and displayed for audience benefit. I memorize content on the PowerPoint slides. I either coordinate with someone else ahead of my time to switch slides on my cue, such as the next slide explains, or use a clicker to change my own slides. When there is a definition or technical information that is more complex, I will seek audience volunteers prior to the start of the presentation. The volunteer will receive a slip of paper with the written definition that the person will read aloud during the presentation upon cue. This works well when there is a lot of information to share. One of my to-do lists is my voicemail. I will leave myself voicemail messages if I am out of the office and need to remember to do something the next time I return. Once the task is completed, the message is erased. I have brailled, grade 1, my folders for easy identification and use. Folders are also organized by color based upon purpose and placed in different sections of file drawers. For the review of schematic designs and other documents, I will provide guidance to another person as to how to describe/read the document. In some situations, we are able to actually visit and walk a potential site to enhance understanding of what the drawings will look like once implemented. A few strategies are used when I attend a function with many people. If I am to speak, I ask to be shown the setup prior to the program beginning and to identify a place close to the lectern area where I will wait to speak. Oftentimes, the goal at a function is to mingle, so standing near a group of people invites the opportunity for a person to exit the group and say hello to me. Other times, I will seek out an individual who is standing by herself and introduce myself. I have found one of the best ways to connect with some people on work matters is at a function, so when I go to a function, I have in mind the different people who may be there and a reason to speak with them. When I see someone I know, after chatting for a while, I will ask that person if he sees so-and-so and could point me in that person's direction. These are several of the tools and strategies I use within the work setting. Understanding what is available and the different situations in which I can maximize their use is important and an individual experience. Whether in the work setting, college, or community, identify and seek ways to utilize your tools and strategies.